Like all the mountains in this range, it used to be an active volcano.
So we're looking at the core of the volcano, which is referred to as Mount Warning. That peak extends up to just a little over 1,100 meters.
But when it was active, the peak of this volcano was 6,000 feet high. Millions of years of wind and weather have worn it down. 100 miles north are the Glasshouse Mountains, all that's left of the interior of another huge volcano. To understand how the Great Barrier Reef began, they'll need samples from both mountain peaks. But this one's around 1,500 feet tall, not the easiest place to get to. Under control, the quest can begin.
This is the mission here, Glasshouse Mountains.
Time has eroded this volcano beyond recognition. All that remains is the central core of lava that once lived within the volcano. It has cooled to form the sheer pinnacle of rock, riddled with cracks it has left handholds. Now on the less eroded slopes of Mount Warning. Slopes built from dust and ash from ancient eruptions. But that's not what he needs. He's looking for a sample of pristine lava.